Here's your midday brief for Thursday, August 13th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. An important milestone on the job market's path to recovery. The Labor Department says new unemployment claims fell to less than 1 million last week, the lowest number since the coronavirus pandemic hit the U.S. in March. The number of people collecting jobless benefits also decreased to roughly 15.5 million. But the job market's recovery is far from complete. Fewer than half the jobs lost to the pandemic have been restored. We report that drug makers are preparing a record number of flu shots this year. Companies including AstraZeneca, GlaxoSmithKline, and Sanofi are making about 200 million of the shots, 13% more than last year. Health officials are concerned that both the seasonal flu and the coronavirus are likely to spread in the fall and winter, putting more pressure on doctors' offices and hospitals. And Amazon says it'll spend more than $10 billion on a plan to offer high-speed internet through satellites. The company aims to launch more than 3,000 low-Earth orbit satellites over the next 9 years. Amazon joins other companies, including Elon Musk's SpaceX, that are working to offer lower-cost satellite broadband service. We have more details on these stories and other news of the day at WSJ.com and the WSJ app.